Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday showdown with the Steelers.
So I'm sure you've seen many of the Ravens-Steelers games in the past. Do you kind of have any anticipation for, you know, your first time in this rivalry?
No, I'm going to treat it like another game. It's my first game, so I can't treat it like I've been in this rivalry for a long time. Treat it like another game, prepare the same way, and get ready for a dogfight.
Derek, there's a saying here that maybe you've heard it this week that you're not really a Raven until you beat the Steelers. Have you heard that in the locker room? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it. I mean, it's something that they've had going here for a while, and I guess I won't be a Raven until we get the W, so.
You know, when you look at how you play the game with your physicality, you just feel like this is kind of rivalry where you just slide right in and you can play like you've been in it before.
I mean, we pride ourselves on being physical. They're a physical team, have a physical defense, a very good defense, a top 10 defense. So now you got to embrace the physicality, do your preparation throughout the week, and then let it go and pay off on Sunday.
What do you remember about watching Ravens Steelers game, even when you were at home on your couch? Was there something that really stood out to you?
I mean, two physical teams, two playoff teams. Two really good defenses that will knock your head off on any given play. And this is a physical game. I feel like since I was a kid watching them, every game against them is just physical. That's the only thing you can say about it.
Derek, but with these two teams, obviously those by record, top two teams in the AFC North. And I know every week you want to beat the other team. Have you noticed, is there any difference this week, either in practice, locker room, as far as going into what everyone considers to probably be one of the biggest games of the year?
Yeah, we don't try to get overwhelmed or overhype the next opponent. You know, we just try to prepare the same way. They're a great team. We are absolutely know that on all three phases. But you know, we just got to trust in our preparation and continue to prepare, continue to practice execution, and do all that throughout the week, just so it happens on Sunday. But I mean, they're a great team. There's no doubt about it.
Derek, do you have any memories about going against Patrick Queen previously in your career? I know a lot of Ravens fans are looking forward to that matchup.
I mean, I faced him when I was on the Titans. He was here. Just a game going against each other, him playing defense, me playing offense. I mean, it was nothing more than nothing less. I mean, he's a great player. He's playing good football for them. So, yeah, so.
Hey, Derek, how do you feel adding this another element to the backfield with Keaton Mitchell? You consider probably the backfield a three-headed monster now with Justice and yourself.
What are you saying?
Adding Keaton Mitchell in the backfield, how's for you having that extra element and you consider maybe a three-headed monster in Baltimore?
I mean, Keaton's a great player. Everybody saw the dynamic and the big playability that he had last year, and he's worked hard to get back. So excited to have him back and him getting there and making plays and being another asset for us on offense, and you know, me and Justice helping him any way we can.
Do you believe in rivalries in the NFL? Like, do you think that's a real thing? I mean, obviously, you're in college in Alabama. I mean, everybody knows Alabama Auburn, right? Is there anything equivalent to that in the NFL to your mind?
I really don't know. I mean, I feel like every sport has a rival, and NFL team has a rival. Before I got in the NFL, they're a rival. So, I mean, that's just been going on since sports were created.
Right. All good?
Cool.
Thanks, Derek.
All right.